Hello there, and welcome to the Quite So podcast. I am your host, Dada. And for those who don't know yet, I am not only a podcaster, but also a writer. If you go to my website, www.dadaisms.com, that's DADAISMS, you will be able to link to all my platforms, such as TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And have access to my modern day fairy tales under the title Why Is Love So Hard? In all cases, you can always go to Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube and search for at I Read Aloud. In today's episode, I am interviewing Karim Serkis. Karim provides soul-guided mentorship. Over the course of 11 years, Karim has become a certified member of the National Guild of Hypnotherapists in the USA. She has studied emotional freedom techniques known as EFT. She has delved deeply into quantum field healing. She has, of course, studied sound healing and tuning forks, chakra alignment, aromatherapy, crystal healing. But her crowning jewel, I would say, is her Akashic Records work. She does Akashic Records clearing of ancestral lineages, as well as Akashic Records healing of abundance and manifestation. Karin uses and integrates all that she has studied over the course of 11 years to mentor people in soul integration in all bodies, physical, mental, spiritual, etheric, and emotional. Karin also leads guided meditations and transmissions, and she does group workshops. Now, for those of you who live in Lebanon, as in Lebanon with the capital of Beirut, in the Middle East, those who live in Lebanon can actually see Karin face to face and have face to face sessions with her. Of course, those who live abroad can always have online sessions with Karin, and she already has numerous clients all over the world. And now, without further ado, let us get to the interview. Karin Serkis, I am so happy to have you on Quite So today.
Habibti, Dada, thank you so much for this podcast, and I'm really so happy that we're doing this. I know you are a very close person to my heart. I'm so happy for this for the podcast project and for more things to come, Ya Rab. Well, thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. People don't know this, but Karin and I, we've been on a journey together. You've been actually a mentor for me, a healer in many ways as well, my spiritual journey for more than 3 years now, I believe. It's my honor to have you here.
Habibti, it's my from my heart.
I want people to know about you. I want people to know what you do. So, Karin, you are into soul-guided mentorship,
Yes.
and you are also on the Divine Feminine Path, the Rose Path, and you are a Rose Priestess. You have studied tapping, the Akashic Records, sound healing. And you do a lot of meditations and transmissions, and you do some also group workshops. Now, I want to know a bit about how Karin embraces all that she studied and all that she's, accumulated over 11 years of her life, and how she uses it today to help her clients.
It started 11 years ago. Before that, I was in a completely different place. So basically, I provide soul-guided mentorship. To summarize it, is I help people to embody more of their soul essence, to embody more who they are, and to embody more why they came here on this earth, on this planet. So it's a cumulative of so many modalities that I have studied. And I reached a point that you start حسب كل حدا بيجي لعندك has a different objective, different intention of what do they want to understand, what do they want to release, what do they want to work on. So I used to call it therapy, but خلص انه it's not no longer therapy. It's really mentorship. لأنه when you give these tools for the people, automatically, and it's beautifully how beautifully you see them growing. and flowing, and they start to bloom. It's very صراحة, the work that I do, it's very humbling for me. For people who اللي بيجوا لعندي and they open up, it's not easy. بعرف من حالي, I went through that, the same healing process. To open up to someone, it's not easy at all, with all the vulnerability. But no matter what, بقول to start with, that's okay. No matter what you have, no matter who you are, that's okay. We're not here to judge. There's no good, there's no bad. There's just understanding when it comes to our own wounds, right? So وصلت لهالمرحلة. This is what I practically do. It's a mixture of everything that I have studied since 11 years till now, helping people to raise their frequency and to start creating, not from their subconscious mind. After we transcend the subconscious mind through the mentorship, people start creating from the soul level, from the quantum field, the field of the God source, like we call it.
Beautiful. So before you started your journey 11 years ago, you had a totally different life. You were even an atheist, as you told me. So can you tell us about that part of your life? And then we'll get to the change that happened. So tell us about your first life, let's call it. First life, second life.
First part of career. قبل
Yes.
كنت لأنه أنا كان حدا تاني وبعدين صرت حدا تاني. إنه إتس رحنا عملنا تايم ترافل, رحنا على تشايلدهود, رحنا على ذات بارت أوف كارين and جبناها لهون. إن صرت we are all one. It's interesting journey. So it all started when my father, I was 7 years old and my father died. And it was dramatic. أمي كانت صغيرة and she had four children, four girls, and she had to be the mother and the father. She had to work all the time, and so much insecurities came with that. From minus five, or when we are born till 7 years old, we are so much in the mother field, the nurturing, the receiving love part. And from 7 till 12, it's about the father, the security. It sets the tone of your relationship with the masculine, and even the financial security. So this I did not have. I ended up, being an atheist. I did not know who God was. I did not know what a masculine, figure is. What does it mean to have a father? So I was literally in darkness. I was like, had so much turmoil. And I thought that, I came here by mistake and the universe is by mistake and there is no God, there is nothing, there is no soul. I'm just, a decaying corpse.
Wow.
That's what I was. Until someone who's a very close person to me went through a very rough period, and nobody knew what was happening with her. So finally we decided, my other sister, she advised me to this friend, so let's go to this healer. I did not know what a healer means, by all means. So the first time I arrived to that healer, she looked me in the eyes and I felt like, whoa, what was that look? I felt literally naked. She looked into my soul. She looked into my eyes. And then she smiled. She told me, you have the material. And then I had no idea what was she talking about, right? And this is where the magic started happening in my life. I started going with that person to the healer. And then I started going for me to start healing. I was introduced to the energy world, to the spirit world, to my soul, and so on and so forth. And this is where my journey started. I was like so thirsty. I was like, as if I know, if I remember, as if I know why I came here and what did I need to do to where I am right now. And then you surrender when you have a connection with the divine, with God, and you surrender to God. This is where the magic happens.
Does
That's
this make you believe in fate in a way, or divine guidance, or whatever you want to call it? That why did this happen to you at this particular juncture in your life, and to take you on another path? How do you explain that?
It's perfectly, perfectly orchestrated by my soul and the divine. Before we come we into this embodiment, before we choose this vessel, we choose different, like around quite some incidents, events. We choose who our family is, the soul contracts, the father, the mother, the siblings, the teacher, the country. We choose these things. We choose, like, examples, just like watching a movie. Let's say I want to witness abandonment. I want to transcend abandonment. So you come into a family where you're abandoned. You want to you came into a family where you were abused because you have the vessel came to this world for it to transcend the abuse and to go into forgiveness, to acceptance and forgiveness. So I don't, it's not about fate, it's about choosing these things. And in between, it's your free will. Because it's like a movie game, really. Then the earth plane is one of the densest ones. So you must be one heck of a strong soul to reincarnate on that earth plane because it's beautiful as much as it can be very hard. But the transcendence and the transformation and that happens on this realm is it's one of the, you know, it's just magical, really. So no, I don't think there's fate. There's, you know, just when you start connecting with your soul and understanding and downloading these messages, everything becomes clear to you. Yet again, there are so many things we cannot control. We're not here to control things. We're here to learn to let go, to surrender, and to really walk hand in hand with God, because the God and your soul are the symbols of unconditional love. So imagine that, having your back. You're just here to flow and just learn and expand.
Well, thank you for that beautiful explanation. I
Yeah.
think one of the first things that you studied or went into was tapping, EFT. Is that true? So can you tell us about a bit about it and what is it exactly? How does it help people? And do you still use it today with your clients? Do you use it alone or you feel that it is not sufficient alone? So just give us, some background on that.
EFT, it's like, for me, it's like water. In every mentorship, I use it. And sometimes when you want to, you know, get something out of your physical body, you use the EFT or what we call like tapping, because you remove the blockages, just like the soda can, when you just, you know, you tap it and the bubbles start to float. The same thing tapping does to our body. So any kind of blockages in our energetic bodies or our toroidal field and aura, when it gets stuck, it gets entangled, right? So when we do the tapping, it's like really we're tapping these blockages, and it bypasses time. That's the beauty of tapping, right? It can be intense because we deal with traumas, we deal with the hard and harsh experiences, we deal with phobias. It's perfect for phobias. So we tap along and we say the unsaid. So here's where the practitioner has, you know, experience to talk to the subconscious mind directly. Sometimes I trigger a little bit of points for the person to, you know, to express what he or she needs to express. So and once you do the tapping, even in one session, we keep on tapping until when you remember that memory is, we bring it, the intensity and the charge goes down. And when it goes down, it goes down. It doesn't come back. And you really release so many things, not even connected to the issue that you're talking about. It can release so many other things. It's like it works like magic. Just tapping into the meridian points where the blockages are, we tap them along, we cry our hearts out, we just, you know, release them from our system. So I use tapping as an essential part of my mentorship.
I know you do a lot of womb work, a lot of healing around the
Yes.
womb. We'd like to talk about that a little bit since we're talking about tapping, and I feel like it's kind of, let's talk about like bodily physical healing now before we go to other things. So tell us about the womb healing and how you go about it and how effective it is for, is it, and it's only for women? That's the question also.
So, no, actually, you can call it the womb, and you can call it the sacred space for men and the womb for us.
Okay.
It's different, but it's the same intensity, right? The womb is the birthing place of your life. It's the birthing of how are you creating your life, your creativity. Your, this is where you learn how to deal with embodiment. So, one of the essential parts of why I'm on the divine feminine path is because I myself had a problem with embodiment. I was always outside of my body, and my friends used to mock me, "Hello, Karine, Earth calling, Karine, please come back." So, the embodiment path was hard, really hard for me, but it's all about getting into my body, into my womb as a woman, and to really face my shadows. Going into the womb is where the all the traumas are stored, and especially the ones we get from our mother. This is where the Hara center is, the power center is, the energy. This is where we birth things into life. So usually most of the people who never did energy work, we have problems with the lower chakras, especially in the womb. So I felt that doing womb work and connecting, helping people to facilitate this connection between the heart and the womb, because sometimes, most of the times, we leave that sacred space outside of us. It's a different entity. We have problems with the lower three chakras. And what I noticed that when I work a lot with the womb, automatically the throat chakra opens. Yeah. And because this is where we are, this is because when this opens, how do you create your life is through, how you spell the words, how you speak your truth, how much you're speaking. Are you speaking authentically, or are you people pleasing? So it all goes down to the essence, which is the womb space. This is where the main blockages are.
So would you say that if you want to be a better creator, a more creative person, that healing the womb space, a sacral space, is paramount for you to become the creator you're meant to be?
Okay, we have it's an essential part. Yeah, we have three minds. We have the mind of the body, which is in the sacral space, the womb. We have the mind of the mind, which is our thought system, our analytical brain, and we have the mind of the soul, which is our heart. So the game is to balance between these three. It starts directly, automatically. It starts with this womb and sacred space, because this is where our traumas are mainly stored. So when we start clearing these heavy densities, we can work through the heart and the throat and the mind, because whatever is coming through our subconscious mind, or our monkey mind that we call it comes from our subconscious belief system, which is, this set of rules and regulations that we took while we were children.
And they
Yeah.
limit you, obviously.
Yeah. You identify yourself as the loser. You identify yourself as not good enough. You identify yourself as nobody hears me when I talk. I'm not important enough. I'm just My emotions are not valid. You're here. You are, you came into life to be abandoned. Nobody, you're not good enough to be to anybody to stick around. So we work through these things. It all starts a kid with the womb, and this is where we, when we heal that part, It's not about healing, actually. I'm using the word transforming or transcending.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, even trauma, I'm starting to shift. It has a different energy. How we talk, the body really registers, and our emotional being, it dictates how our body functions. Yeah, we cannot heal our body without healing our emotional, physical, and mental and spiritual state. And I work through all these layers.
And you've also studied hypnotherapy, and you're actually a certified member of the National Guild of Hypnotherapists in the USA. So that was probably the very, very first step, or one of the very first steps you took on your journey. Do you still use hypnotherapy in your healing or in your transformative work?
Hypnotherapy helped me to tap into certain memories that were hard to access. I used it a few times with people, but at a certain point, it helps a lot, really. But the whole study of understanding the subconscious mind, this is basics 101. We have to understand how the subconscious mind works and how we. It takes over our life. This was indispensable information to know. Now, the modality itself, sometimes it can be used when there is a certain trauma that's hidden somewhere and the person doesn't know about it, right? But to be honest, I'm more tapping through this into the Akashic records, and then when we reach there, I will tell you what's the difference. But it helped me a lot, the hypnotherapy, to understand more about the subconscious mind. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, usually, you hear a lot about, not healers, but they're hypnotherapists who use hypnosis to take people into past lives, and so on and so forth. Do you believe it's something viable, first of all, that you can actually access past lives, especially now with all the quantum physics, talk about how everything's happening now at the same time. Everything is, like there's no past, present, future. It's all right now. So it's different versions of yourself, not really past lives. What's your take on this? And I don't know, would you think of doing such an exercise?
Past life regression, I did it a couple of times with myself, with my teacher and with some friends. It was amazing. It shows you the lesson of that lifetime. And yes, you can regress into these lifetimes, but by the end of the day, you are who you are right now. Let's say I had a regression. I was a man named Skander in Iraq. It was my first life, past life regression. It was so weird, but I understood so many lessons behind it. And now the importance is that these lessons you would understand now. Why did you choose certain issues in your life? Because there are uncertain certain things that you did not move along from that, it's a karmic loop, right? It's fun. Sometimes it releases trauma in the body. Sometimes it's important. If someone wants to do a past life regression, I give them the session and they will regress into their own past life, whatever the soul wants to show them, of course. But generally, I'm not doing that lately. I'm again going to the Akashic Records, but in the Akashic Records, you can have access to all of these things.
So let's move to the Akashic Records, because you've mentioned it a few times now, and I think it's prime time for this discussion, or for you to tell us about it. So go ahead.
Yeah, so the difference between the past life regression and the Akashic Records reading and clearing that I do in the quantum field is that I see the people's lifetimes. I tap into that energy. Again, it's important to know, it's important to release, but what matters is now, is our embodiment now, as Dada now or as Karin now, because in our DNA, we carry all of the the memories of our ancestors. I'm talking science, right? So the Akashic records in the quantum field that I practice, I go to access is a multi-dimensional healing. What does that mean? It means that we work, let's say we ask the initial point, or where did this, for example, what of ab abuse, a person was abused. Where did that come from? What's the initial point? Most of them, it has to do with the ancestors. Okay. But before I continue that, I need to explain what the Akashic records are. Right?
Go ahead.
So it's an energetic library up in the quantum field. The one I go to is the quantum field because there are different types of Akashic records. The one in the on the earth plane is just for the earth plane. The one in the quantum field, it governs everything. So it's where everything is written, everything is documented, all your lifetimes, your soul journeys, your soul essence, your soul gifts, all timelines, past lives, future lives, all of these things combined are in the Akashic records in the quantum field. Why do people come to me for a reading and clearing? It's like you have a power grid and there are certain fuse that's turned off. When people come to me and we do the reading and clearing, everything suddenly seems to lighten up. And whatever there was a malfunctioning in our circuitry, now you understand what's happening, and now you understand why did you choose this life, your life purpose, your problems, your issues, your blockages, so on and so forth. So people who come to the Akashic Record reading is to have answers and guidance of how to make their life better at work, love, professional relationships, business relationships, romantic relationships, even if this country, how to adapt to this country if you're not, happy where you are, so on and so forth. It's for guidance and healing. So while we are in the Akashic records in the quantum field, why is it called the multidimensional healing? Because it works on the cellular memory, it works on the DNA, it works on the physical body, it works on the energetic bodies, and it works in the Akashic records in the quantum field. So literally, we are healing multidimensionally. If you ask me what's the difference between hypnosis, tapping at Akashic records, while we do the heavy work with the tapping, which needs to be released because we have a physical body, the body needs to be touched. We work on the energy, on the subtle energies of the body. But in the Akashic records, I combine it as well, is where we work on a soul level and in direct contact with your soul. So whatever guidance I'm having through a channeling and transmission, it's by your soul, not by my soul, by your soul, and what we call your light council. Like we have so many guides up there. Before coming to any reincarnation, you sit with your guides, you choose your lessons, your family, your contracts, and you descend. We descend to ascend, right? And for us to descend, we have to ascend into our root, into our womb space, and our solar plexus, so that we can go back to our soul. Not go back, to integrate our soul fully, right? So, the Akashic Records, Yani, I can talk about it. It's a huge world. And it's Huna, I need to emphasize on the importance of the therapist or the facilitator. All right. As much the person in anything, in Akashic Records or hypnotherapy or anything, it's very important what the message or how do they read people, because the more you work, you do work on yourself, the more you can help and facilitate healing with other people. You can't, or at least you can, of course you can, but it's going to be limited. Yeah.
I mean, definitely in the end, the healer is also human. So if the healer doesn't do the work and, constantly works on themselves, they cannot heal others properly, as you, that's what you're saying, right?
Actually, we do not heal. We are healers today. The word is a little bit, puts me off. We were here to facilitate the healing for the person. When
True.
someone comes to me, I'm just guiding them. So that's
Yeah.
why it's called soul guided mentorship, because from their soul and from my experience, both combined, we're giving the person the space for the
Yes,
person to know.
but if you are a wounded healer, so to speak, you will not be able to guide properly, you know.
Of
So it's
course.
important to constantly evolve and you know, keep on healing. In the end, the healing journey is never ending. It's a lifetime thing. You think you've
Exactly.
arrived, then you go and slip back and you find other things to
Get it?
heal.
It's a transformational journey. That's why we
True.
came here. It's not because we have something to heal. We are here to transcend. It's
I
a
guess it's
transcending
also
experience.
it is all about it's about transcending and basically simply evolving all the time, right? We always want to be a better version of ourselves. Why settle for where we've arrived? So, and that's actually the beautiful thing about human beings. They always want more. And this want for more helps us to evolve on the right path, hopefully.
Exactly. We didn't come here to play small.
Yeah.
We're
Very
here
true.
to open up, to really tap into our truth, right? So we are one cell. We are just a tiny, tiny, teeny, tiny cell, 1% of what we think we know. So every work that you do on yourself is literally you're helping people to raise their consciousness. You're here to transform. And yes, it's about, God is a big experiencing and his creations. Since we have God's spark inside of us, we're here to create. We're not here to play small. But the question is, when we are stuck in the karmic loop where we only create from our subconscious mind, we're
Yeah.
here to learn to tap into our soul and create from there.
Yeah. Let's talk
Creators.
about your divine feminine rose path journey, and you are a rose priestess. Tell us about that aspect of your life.
Rose Priestess, I took a course for a year, even for 1 year long. It's about, I was called by, if you'd like to know, by Mary Magdalene. I have a very strong relationship with them, with Mary Magdalene. The first time I tried to connect with Yeshua, Mary Magdalene appeared and Yeshua appeared both together. And then I did not understand what was happening. And throughout my meditations, she always came to me. And I did not understand why. So the Magdalene is a consciousness. I don't believe she's Mary Magdalene, that the apostle of the apostles. And she's the one who introduced the Magdalene consciousness, because the divine feminine has been subjected to so much patriarchal abuse, right? There some so much imbalance, so many hard things happened to the feminine throughout the ages. So the Magdalene came right now because she needs to restore balance for the feminine and the masculine as well, for both. It's not about she came here to correct the patriarchal abuse or maltreatment or this weird hierarchy. She came here with love to heal and restore balance and to really do our shadow work. Magdalene for me is doing the shadow work, is accepting your whole is a bit dicky, your whole path, and just through your darkest secrets and wounds, you're here to transform, right? But you have to accept them and go through them with courage, with love, and with being a woman. That's what I was led to by embracing my femininity, because as I told you, I lost my dad. I was seven. So all of us in the house, we needed to work. For us, if you don't work, you're gonna die. Nobody will provide for you. We did not know what a woman means. We did not know what, being in your feminine essence mean. So I was
To
acting like a
receive.
masculine working.
So to
Sorry?
receive was hard for you.
I don't know what reception is. I had no idea. I didn't have the antennas for that. I had to really like working, supporting myself, supporting my mom, supporting my family, and my family supporting me. So we were one heck of a cluster of in our females working our working in our masculine energy. I come from a feminine essence. I did not know that. My who was who used to be my spiritual teacher told me that, and then another few teachers told me that too, because you can come from a feminine essence or from a masculine essence, disregarding what's your gender, right? So this usually women with feminine essence has a very hard masculine life. They will be always subjected to be in their masculine side and to really suppress their feminine side, so that the way of exploration or the path will lead them to understand what feminine being a feminine is all about. And feminine is a when I say feminine, people might think, oh, the feminine, the ni'meh, the sweet, the gentle, and it's that, but it is the hardcore, heavy shadow work that embraces and encompasses everything. It's the womb. It's just like we are sitting, our Mother Earth is hosting us. We host us women, we host as well with her, we co-host with her. So being in the feminine essence, it was a tough ride, but it's very, very much empowering when you are working from your own essence. So what I help women do actually, it's not about even men, it's just embracing this to bring balance between the masculine and the feminine. For me, the balance was embodying my feminine essence so that my masculine can really take a break and to really give me the strength to provide for me safety and security. I had to trust it. I didn't trust it before. So that my feminine essence needed to do to heal the wounds. But for her to do that, she needed to trust her masculine essence. I had to know how to set boundaries so that I can really explain and understand what's happening with me. And this is part of why I came back into my body, because I was snapped out of my body because there was so much pain and suffering in my body. I had lots of before, lots of health issues. So it's a combination of all of these things plus embodiment. For me, being in your divine feminine, if you are a man or a woman, is about embodiment. It's about being in your body. It's because we are the vessel, right? We are the body. Are the 3D, the earth, it's the body. What comes in, what we receive, the light, it's the masculine. So if you're not in your body, how are you going to receive? So for me, being in my feminine essence, or even a man, it's about embodiment.
I mean, in the end, we are here to experience a 3D world. And our function is to marry the soul to the body, no matter how hard that could be.
It's we are, physical, emotional, they're together, mental and spiritual. We have to combine these three things. Being spiritual, like I was so happy I was being spiritual. Yeah, meditation. Yeah, entering the Akashic Records. I was in oblivion. My body did not matter, but I ended up having even worse pain than before. And it was a constant loop of trend, understanding what was happening with me. It comes hand in hand, honestly. But yes, it's essential to heal the emotional and spiritual aspect of you as simultaneously with the body. You cannot do one without the other. You cannot heal your body without healing your soul, and you can't heal your soul without healing the body. You need to go hand in hand with both of them, honestly. But the releasing the you know releasing the cellular memory and the conditioning in your body is crucial. This is where the healing starts. And then, when you wake up all these bad experiences or harsh experiences in your body, you need to release them. You see, you know what I mean? So it's hand in hand. You cannot release spiritually in the Akashic without you come in doing the work and integrating. This is This is very important part. Integration. We can do as much as we can spiritual and energy work. If we did not integrate it into our reality, physical reality, we're going to be always
Wonderful.
having a block.
Yeah. It's been lovely having you on the show. It's been a beautiful chat, very enlightening. And
Habib
I wish you all the best in your future endeavors.
Dada, I want to thank you so much for this lovely podcast. I'm honored to be on it, Saraha, and thank you so much for hosting me. I all my love to everyone and who's going to listen to that. And thank you again. Thank you, really, thank you.